Well, the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland again. We spoke to Bruce Whitfield, the host of the Money Show, earlier on this week. Bruce joining us again to chat about Davos. Of course, Team South Africa, they're trying to tell a good story and sell a good story about South Africa. Bruce, still no snow in Davos.
And there won't be for another 6 or 7 or 8 months, Mandy, because it is springtime.
It was a joke,
Bruce. About 10 degrees. I'm worried about your southern hemisphere touch. You know, you never keep up with the
seasons.
Well,
you know, climate warming and everything, right?
Exactly. You know what? I mean, you talk about monkeypox now, and it was 2.5 years ago at the World Economic Forum where people started talking about this new virus out of China, and nobody was particularly concerned. Nobody's particularly concerned about monkeypox either. I'm not suggesting it's going to run like wildfire, but my goodness gracious me, the world is full of challenges, isn't it? And those challenges are being addressed here at the World Economic Forum. But the most exciting part of what is happening here at the World Economic Forum is just a huge discussion around, yes, the world is full of problems, but these are solution-thinking people, solution-orientated people who are wanting to solve the world's problems. And a lot of people talk about Davos as just a talk shop. And I was just in a session now on particularly global innovation and was talking to a guy just a moment ago called Seth Barkley. Now, Seth Barkley is one of the founders of COVAX, which is the global vaccine rollout program. And it was something that was born here at Davos 22 years ago. So stuff does happen here, which has a long-term impact on the world, because this is where the world's thinkers, of course, gather to plan for the uncertain futures we face.
And there really are so many crises to speak about there. There's rampant inflation, the tumbling stock markets, the war in Ukraine, as you say, the pandemic as well. But crisis really is great for innovation.
It most certainly is. I mean, you know, for the record, nobody here is talking about stock markets, not for one moment. They really are more worried about what's happening in the real economy. They are more worried that what is happening about global food production and global supply chains. I was in a session this morning, and Marina Mazikuto was part of it. She is one of the advisors to the South African government, of course, on the economy, and she's got a very broad mindset when it comes to how to solve problems. But generally, the panelists there say, you know what, the issue is here not food production, it's about supply chains. And all of the lockdowns in China, all of the ships that are blocking ports because ports aren't working efficiently around the globe, are all imminently fixable problems. And if we can fix those blockages and those supply chain constraints, very soon inflation starts to come under control. So there isn't a big panic here in Davos. There's a concern, but a lot of the problems that we see in the world are fixable, unlike Ukraine, of course, which is a lot more complex because that relies on human nature and strategic decision making, which is different. But certainly the world of consumption, the world of distribution and trade is a human problem that can be easily fixed. And those are some of the discussions that are happening here at the World Economic Forum.
Bruce, we spoke earlier in the week about Team South Africa and what kind of story they were going to tell about South Africa and whether they could sell South Africa. You made the point that there are some good stories to tell. Our story is not that good just yet. How is Team South Africa actually doing in Davos?
Quietly and avoiding eye contact is the short answer to that question. But the thing is, I'm going to see Leila Faree again this afternoon, and I will report back on the Money Show and what she tells me. She is very, very connected here in the World Economic Forum. She sat on a lot of panels. She's the chief executive of JSE Limited. I'll catch up with Brian Darmus later, and also with the Massmart chairman, I'm hoping, and also just get a sense from them as to how they are feeling about how that message is landing. Certainly there are a lot of discussions, a lot of participation, but it isn't the brouhaha and the excitement of previous years. It's far more of a low-key event. And I think waiting for progress on prosecutions, waiting for progress on real signs of growth and political stability and a bit of certainty before making big promises. We've made lots of big promises at Davos, which we have not kept over the years, and we need to get our credibility back.
Bruce, thank you so much. Bruce Whitfield in Davos at the World Economic Forum, the host of The Money Show. Don't forget to listen, as he says. He will be giving an update on Team South Africa, various other issues as well. That's at 6 o'clock this evening on The Money Show with Bruce in Davos.